You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money Markets podcast for this Friday, the 12th of December, 2025. It's a day where the Australian share market rose and rose pretty well, the best day in about 3 weeks. The S&P ASX 200 up 1.23% to 8,697. That is a four-week high. Eight of the 11 sectors ended higher today. Materials performing best. Financial stocks and healthcare doing particularly well too. The three not doing well, information technology, telcos and consumer discretionary. The best performing stock today was Greatland Resources, up by about 10%. The company is both a gold producer and a copper producer. Copper prices hitting a record high this week. Boss Energy, the second best performer on the market today, up by 8.5%. The worst performers included Neuren Pharmaceuticals, down by 2.9%. And some of those tech stocks not doing well today, Catapult Sports, down by 2.9%. For a look at the day's market action, including his analysis on whether or not we are seeing a Santa rally, I spoke with Marcus Bogdan, the Chief Investment Officer at Blackmore Capital. Marcus, so the ASX having a great week, up at a four-week high today. What's interesting, though, is that's despite the threat of higher interest rates in Australia now, but lower rates in the US. So when it comes to rates, does the US trump Australia in terms of the impact in investor sentiment and why?
Well, it is extraordinary that we are seeing this divergence between the Federal Reserve and the Reserve Bank this month. As you say, the Federal Reserve has cut rates this month whilst we've remained on hold with a bias of possibly increasing rates early in the new year. And we're far more concerned around the sort of the inflationary impulse in the economy. But as you rightly say, front and centre is what happens in the US. And if you think about the US is 25% of global GDP, it represents around 60% of all global share markets. And those top five, the Magnificent Five stocks, represent a third of global share markets. The third element is obviously the reserve currency is the US. And then finally, it's US treasuries where, you know, global debt is dominated with US dollars and US treasuries. And so all of those factors prescribe that they have a much greater impact on the direction of equity markets and risk markets overall compared to the Australian market. Now, we still have an impact, and you're seeing that in certain parts of the economy and certain parts of the share market, the impact of not cutting interest rates here. But more significantly, it's the US that dominates.
How's all of this flowing through to the share market today? Because what's interesting, and it's a theme we've seen over the past week, is this drive in commodity prices, particularly gold and silver.
Yes, so US cutting their interest rates is perceived to be able to stimulate the global economy. And what you're seeing is a recovery, a very sharp recovery, in a range of commodity prices. Gold has had a tremendous year, as has silver, and they're beneficiaries of lower interest rates. And also we're seeing more broadly across the base metals and critical minerals, a recovery there in those resource prices. And they are what is driving the share market primarily today. And secondary to that, we're also seeing a good recovery in the banking stocks.
What's interesting, if you take a look at the chart for the ASX 200 over the past couple of months, right? So from mid-October to where we to about mid-November, the market tumbled pretty hard, down about 7%. From that low point to today, it's up about 3.3%. So my question is, this Santa rally, right? Is this the beginning of the Santa rally, what we're seeing right now, given that we are up 3% from that low point and we've had a good day today?
Yeah, I think there are foundational reasons why we could continue to see a Santa rally. Traditionally, December, mid-December through to early January is a buoyant time for equity markets. And I think the fact that markets broadly have been stronger this year, particularly the US, whilst investors have been relatively cautious given the cross currents and the headwinds that we see more broadly in the global economy. So they've been risk averse. And one of the things that could drive the Santa rally is that portfolio positioning before the end of the year. So not, you know, that fear of missing out and trying to elevate returns before the end of the year. So the fact that we've got, you know, interest rate cut in the US, we're still seeing good earnings growth, both here in the recovery in the commodity prices and in the US. That suggests that a Santa rally could be absolutely valid for the remainder of this year.
Okay, when you're looking at the markets today, any company news that's worth talking about?
I think Sembcorp, which is a Singaporean company, it's backed by one of their sovereign wealth funds, Temasek, has made a bid for Alinta, which is the fourth largest utility company in Australia. And it is interesting to see that both sovereign wealth funds and offshore investors are interested in utility companies that, you know, have exposure both in renewables, but also in the fossil fuels in terms of coal-fired power stations.
As we lead into the new year, what are you telling your clients right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
I still think that the opportunities are around resources. Resources have struggled in the last couple of years compared to other parts of the market. And they've been a real drag on the earnings of the overall share market, where you've had actually 3 years of negative growth for the materials or resources sector. And for the first time, you're starting to see a sharp recovery in commodity prices, and that's been reflected in earnings estimates. And the expectation is that earnings for the resources sector, the materials sector, could rise between sort of 12 and 15% for the 2026 financial year. And that is really significant. And so that's, I think, a position where you want to be invested in. And then there's other areas which have been more unloved, but I think, you know, structurally and thematically are still important. And they are in the high quality industrial companies in the Australian market and in some of the healthcare names, which have really lagged the overall market as well.
And finally, Marcus, you were in the UK recently for a Carbonomics conference. Run us through what it is, right? And the challenges then you're seeing of the energy transition.
Yes, well, this is an annual conference held by Goldman Sachs. And what it does is they bring together a range of different stakeholders, which are part of this energy transition. And so they'll bring together regulators, utility companies, renewable companies, traditional fossil fuel companies. And it's really a preview of that, the challenges and the opportunities of the energy transition. And part of that has been complicated by the fact that, you know, we've got this extraordinary growth in AI and data centers, which require extraordinary amounts of new energy. And the grids, whether it be in Australia or in the US or in the UK or any parts of the world, are not fit for purpose for, you know, the significance of electrification and the rise of AI. So there's a bit of a scramble. The demand there for electricity and energy is absolutely significant, but the challenge is getting enough of that into the system, which is secure and safe and affordable. And so that's the scramble that's occurring. But what is absolutely clear is the demand that we have for future energy and future electricity, but the challenges that we have in terms of providing the grid infrastructure and the labour and the expertise to execute on all of those things.
That is Marcus Bogdan there from Blackmore Capital, and he wraps up the podcast for this Friday and for the week. Don't forget, if you enjoy it, give it a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Click subscribe, and I'll see you next week.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.